Roger Koopman, you're running as the Republican incumbent for District 3 on the Public Service Commission. First of all, can you just describe what the Public Service Commission is and what your outlook is as a commissioner?
So often people just don't know what the PSC is. I mean, you go to the doors and they say, what's the PSC? And the PSC is a vastly important function of government. The Public Service Commission is charged with the responsibility of regulating the regulated utilities. And that includes primarily, or at least the biggest chunk of responsibility would be the power companies, the gas and electric investor-owned power companies. And, of course, the first company you think of is Northwestern Energy, and also on the eastern side of the state, Montana Dakota Utilities. We do not regulate the co-ops, and that regulation expresses itself in many ways, but certainly it would include the approval of purchases like the hydroelectric purchases, and it certainly would include any approval of any rate changes up or down. We also regulate privately owned water systems. We regulate some degree passenger service, although the legislature, I believe in their wisdom, has largely deregulated taxi services and allowed in Uber, for example, as competition, and taken away a lot of the unnecessary, I guess you'd say, regulatory aspects.
You're running as the incumbent. Why do you want a second term on the Public Service Commission?
I have absolutely loved my work. Not to say it hasn't been difficult, and more than anything, I've enjoyed the work of the Public Service Commission because I see it as potentially a very visionary body of government. There's just an awful lot of things we can do to make life better for the consumers of this state. And it's an awesome responsibility.
You've described this position as something highly technical with regulating many different aspects of the utilities. What qualifications do you bring to the table that makes you the most qualified candidate?
I think I bring a very much of a judicial temperament to the job. This is not a job where you should walk in the door carrying a political agenda or, you know, having your mind made up about certain things. I think it's extremely important to approach it with the idea of being respectful to all parties, listening closely, being very deliberative, being very much willing to change your mind, and just being extremely even-handed and, and if you will, soft-spoken. And I think, you know, no matter who the party is and no matter what the docket, I think what you'll find is that people will say about Koopman is that he is a very stable commissioner who can always be counted on to listen and be respectful and to make decisions that are balanced and even-handed.
You've described the quasi-judicial nature of this position as a commissioner on the PSC. And you've said that it shouldn't be taken with political interest. You're running as a Republican. The PSC is currently held entirely by Republicans. What does that party affiliation mean, and what might it reflect on actions taken by the PSC and yourself?
It is totally irrelevant. And I know that may surprise you for me to say that. And I've always run as a Republican, and, you got to run on a particular party, and I've always generally been much more oriented toward the party, the Republican Party, that tends to see freedom as number one and as government playing a role, a secondary role to the initiative and, if you will, sovereignty of the individual. The Public Service Commission is a regulatory body. That's what we do, is we regulate. So we're wearing a regulatory hat, first and foremost. Yeah, we can get involved in a certain amount of policy matters in the legislature from time to time. And, you know, given our vantage point, sometimes we can be helpful to legislators. But our job is primarily that of regulator. The issues that come before us have almost no right-wing, left-wing divide to them.
Your opponent, Democrat Pat Noonan, recently ran a radio attack ad saying that you were a dangerous deregulator, and independent candidate Karen Cooper has said that you've taken money from industry in the past, including Northwestern Energy. How do you respond to those attacks, and does taking funds from industry bias rulings from the PSC?
Well, when you don't understand issues, you throw rocks. And in the case of Pat Noonan, and I'm sure he's a fine fellow, but he has demonstrated no understanding of the work of the PSC, and certainly no understanding of my record on the PSC. If I was a deregulator, I wouldn't be running as a regulator, because that's what the Public Service Commission is. I am a very active and firm and fair, but very very active regulator on the PSC now of the regulated utilities, because they are monopolies, and that's not the same thing as a competitive enterprise. I want them to look more like competitive enterprises in terms of being more efficient, more cost-effective. And to do that, you need to be a smart but a very active, very proactive regulator. As far as accepting money, this is a silly thing, a silly argument of somebody who doesn't have an argument. I think what Karen is referring to is back in 2004, I think I got something like $100 from the employee PAC of Northwestern Energy. I don't even remember. But, you know, good grief. The key when you elect somebody to office is to elect somebody with integrity and somebody who is uncorruptible, somebody who has good character. And if somebody is going to be corrupted by a $100 PAC donation, then that's somebody you don't want to elect to office, whether they got the money or not. I don't worry about where the money comes from, because those things have absolutely no effect on the way I do my job.
Are there votes you've taken in your first term on the Public Service Commission that you now regret and think you should have voted differently?
Yes. Early on, I took the position that privacy applies just as much to somebody who works for Montana Power as somebody who works for some other private company, and they shouldn't have their salaries spread all over the Internet. Over time, I've listened to the arguments and thought about it further, and I finally come to the conclusion that, you know, there is just a higher level of transparency that's necessary within a monopoly regulated utility. And so I've come around to where I vote now much more in the direction of greater transparency of corporate salaries and so forth than I did in the beginning.
You're running against Democrat Pat Noonan and Independent Karen Cooper. Why are you the most qualified candidate, and why should voters choose you?
Well, to begin with, I think all things being equal, and they're certainly not, a person who's already served on the commission for 4 years, you've invested a lot of resources in that person's education and training and experience. So, you know, if you like the direction that the PSC has been going, and we have been going much more strongly in the direction of choice, competition, and lower rates, and tough regulation, and pro-consumer initiatives, if you like that, then don't change horses. You know, there's no reason to make changes. Beyond that, yeah, you know, I think my approach to my work is totally professional and non-political. I have the background in business that really helps me to understand, to ask the tough questions. And most folks, frankly, including my two opponents, just simply don't have the kind of background where I believe, work effectively on that level. You know, when you start talking about rate designs and capital structures and debt loads and O&M costs and all these things. So, yeah, and, you know, I think beyond that, it's just my love of consumers, a head for business, a heart for consumers. I really have proven that out, and I would love to have the opportunity to get back on there and do that much more the second time around.
Roger Koopman is the incumbent Republican running for Public Service Commission District 3. Really appreciate you taking the time.
Hey, thanks very much for having me.